The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Take that money. Watch it burn.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, That Band, One Republic, at Alice in Winterland. Limited tickets are still available at RadioAlice.com. But all this week, we have three chances a day for you to win a pair of tickets instantly and then be qualified to win front row tickets. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. Be listening at 9, noon, and 5 for your chance to win tickets instantly and possibly be upgraded. We just want to sit in the front row. Come on. One Republic. Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, sponsored by Macy's. You can go get tickets right now. Just a few pairs left at RadioAlice.com. Okay, let's talk about anything but that one thing. So here we go. Teresa Nist. Does anyone know who Teresa Nist is?
Never heard of that guy.
Nothing?
Nope.
All right. She is the lady who won the Golden Bachelor the first time around. She wound up married to Gary.
Oh, okay.
And they're already, they were married. And then that what happened on TV, because I'm sure that they were offered more money for that. That's what it all comes down to, isn't it? Money and continued attention and stardom. And she says, Teresa Nist says that it wasn't just about the distance, which is what they said. They said they couldn't decide where to live. And so they broke up. Which, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely totally believed that. Like, you know, we're old
thing,
people.
The whole premise of the whole thing, it's fine if that's what you find entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem with that being a show and the people that enjoy it. But if this is the person you love and you're getting married, you figure it out.
Yeah.
You figure out where you're going to live.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard.
Right. Maybe the love had dwindled by the time it came time to leave whatever hotel ABC had been putting them up at.
It's a dumb premise from go, though.
I agree. It is funny that there have been some successful marriages. Lightning can strike. The very first bachelorette is still married to the guy. He was a firefighter. They lived together.
Trista. Get out of here. They're not married.
Trista and Ryan. And I think they have like semi-grown kids now.
Yeah. Remember, Russ was from Marin and he was number two.
He was on. Right.
Yeah, he was my buddy for a long time.
Right.
Oh. All right. I didn't know that they had.
There are a few.
Success.
They've had a couple successes.
Okay.
Not many, Vin. There have been, I think, I don't know, at least 20 seasons of each one of them. Now, this is the only, I think we're right now in the middle of the. I think it's still going on. The Golden Bachelorette is happening right now. So it's one of the ladies who was rejected when the first Golden Bachelor happened. Is that a word? Rejected. And now
brutal.
She is she's lovely, by the way. She's a very pretty older woman.
I want to believe that everybody in these things high fives at the end and says, that was fun. Have a good one.
That was, it's fun to be TV stars like
that's,
for a minute.
That's what that is. I don't really believe.
I do think, though, that, I mean, lightning does strike. Sometimes you meet someone and you go, despite all of it and the fact that this is a total setup, but I actually think I have feelings. One of the things about these shows, though, is people convince themselves that they do have feelings because it's also a competition to see who will win this guy. Like, I'm the best of all these drunk girls I'm hanging around with. These bunch of losers. Why wouldn't he pick me? I'm going to make sure he picks me. I'm going to tell him everything he wants to hear, and I'm going to put out in the fantasy suite.
That's also a real conflict of interest.
Like, I concur.
You boned all of us? Well, I had to pick. Yeah, but...
but we had something... Wait, within one day of proposing to me, you banged two other ladies.
Just like real life.
What, are you just getting it out of your system?
Yeah.
What? Ay, dump
well,
that.
Well, I'm not going to be able to do that after I marry you. I mean, yikes. The cameras were rolling.
All right.
They do. They close the door. But some of them, you can just tell that they have that, the FFL.
What?
The freshly done look.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't
also,
know that.
Also known as the FFG. I think we just had this conversation.
Nope.
The freshly glow. You get a glow. When I was in college, that's what people would say, oh, you have the FFL. You have the FFG. Be like, oh my God, how did you know?
Mm. Well, we heard you.
You're in the bed next to me.
Right. There's four beds in that room, and you're only in one of them. The rest of us, we're all got pillows over our heads just trying to sleep. So Teresa Nist says that her breakup wasn't just about the distance. It was that they, I don't know, started talking to each other besides the one date they were on. Went, oh, I don't like you that much. So when they broke up, they said, they both were on record as like, well, we have to pick a reason. It's like, you know, when you try to return something to Amazon and they're like, you know, pick a reason for why you, and none of them really work, but you're like, okay, the size is wrong. Or, you know, it just.
Oh, there's no other and you insert.
Maybe there is. I don't know. It just always seems like it's a long list of things that aren't quite just like, I'm an idiot and I didn't mean to order this or, you know, that kind of thing. Ordered by accident. I don't know. I don't even know what this thing is. I don't know what it does and I don't want it.
I was three sheets.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Sorry, I was a drunk dial. I didn't, oops. So it was. There was more to it. She did an interview. And
oh, so she said, what is it? So they just didn't like each other?
She won't even say. She actually literally says that you can't really know someone in 4 weeks. Okay, that actually is enough, really.
Ta-da!
Right, there it is. She says, it wasn't just the location thing. You can't really know someone in 4 weeks. I'll just say that. That's all I can say. I don't want to say any more than that. So, like, super surprise news from that. She added that before the wedding, her six-year-old grandson actually said, I just thought of this. You had one date and you're getting married. And she was all from the mouths of babes.
Well, you know, I do think that when, you know, the time invested of in any relationship does link you.
Yes.
And certainly when you've put time in and you've developed this sort of complex relationship of ups and downs and real life experiences,
right.
That then you don't find yourself when someone says something to you that you don't like the tone of, you don't get that feeling like, well, screw this whole thing.
Right.
Like it's a lot harder.
I made a little bit of an investment.
It's a lot harder to throw away when you have 2 years in on that relationship before you walk down the aisle. That person you just met who says the one thing that sticks in your side, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're right.
Not that guy.
I can't even because that already bothers me.
Right.
I'm watching this show called Nobody Wants This. I think it's a Netflix show and it's Kristen Bell and this other guy. I think his name's Adam Brody and he plays a rabbi. She's a atheist podcaster. She does a podcast with her sister and it's all about dating and relationships and why she keeps failing at that.
Kristen Bell. And the atheist rabbi.
No, she's an atheist.
Oh, right.
Podcast. She's an atheist podcaster.
Uh-huh.
And she meets this rabbi. He's a hot rabbi guy. And they're hot for each other. And there was one of the episodes was called The Ick. And it's a thing that I can confirm. And I think anybody, I think guys experience it too. You think you like someone, you're going out with them. It's fun. It's looking good. Nothing's gone wrong yet. And then they do or say something that you're just like, ugh. And it's when he meets her mom and dad, he says like prego, like way too loud. And then she's looking at his hands on this giant bouquet of sunflowers that will never fit in any vase on earth. And she's looking at his hands and they look kind of big to her. And she just gets the ick on this guy that she's, and then in the end, I don't want to blow the episode for you.
Well, wait, you just took me down on it. I was on a journey with you. You have to blow the episode for me.
So the topic of the podcast is that week is the ick.
Overcoming
the ick. Like, it's a very rare thing. It is true. And I'm sure you guys have, I have, like, you're going out with someone, you kind of like them, then they do something or say something or something happens and you're just like, ugh. And you know it's over and you start to kind of start backing away from it and stuff. And it is hard to recover from that, recovering and overcoming the ick. And he manages to do it. And she's like more smitten than ever.
What did he do to his hands? Did he get him shrunk down? Cut him off? I mean, what do you do to fix your
big, giant hands? Yeah, he just agreed to always wear mittens the rest of his life.
God. No,
it was just like a combo. It was just really cute. And I did think to myself, I'm familiar with the ick.
No,
like, yeah, I don't always relate to a show like that. And I went, oh, yeah, that moment where it's like, I guess this is fun for now. But long term ick.
Right. No, I'm familiar.
Yeah. So anyway, you had one date and you're getting married, said the 6-year-old to his grandmother. And she says, I did go into this really looking to fall in love. And I did. For like a minute. She was like, it's very inconvenient where you live. Also, there's been an ick.
Well, the ick, if it overpowers your friendship and your relationship, then I think that's probably for the best.
I agree. If a little thing is going to blow you guys up a couple weeks in,
you're doomed.
You were doomed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, that even as I watch that, I'm like, that is sometimes if you power through an ick, you can get to a place. I don't know. It's a chance you got to take because we're throwing things away left and right because we've got the thing in our pocket that gets us another date.
That's I think most people are looking for an ick.
Right.
They're
sure there's going to be
I'm
one.
Getting off on this floor. This is my exit. I think there are also situational icks. If someone is, let's say, for example, someone is sick.
Yes.
And they poop the bed. And you're like, that is disgusting.
Ick.
But I understand.
Right.
But if they're Amber Heard and they think it's funny that they pooped the bed.
Or they pooped the bed because they were mad at you.
Then there's no coming back from that ever.
Here's what I'll do. I'll get him. I'll poop in our bed.
Maybe that wasn't the best example.
I thought that was a perfect example. That's actually a really good example.
No.
On so many levels that hurts Maddie.
Yeah.
It hurts Maddie because Maddie can't even have the door open and pee. He wants you to run the water or the shower, preferably. Whatever's the loudest water source in a bathroom, please be running that while you pee.
Yeah, in all my years of marriage, I don't think my wife ever went number two.
Oh, forget number two. She didn't even go number one. She's in there wasting water and we're a drought state.
As gross as you are.
As gross as I am. Mm-hmm. I know. Hey.
So gross.
I'm
He's
an
super
enigma.
Gross.
What can I say?
He's a conundrum wrapped in a riddle.
Anyway, I understand there's, so, you know.
Shrouded in mystery. Yeah.
I understand. Anyway. I think.
Really, all these words I'm saying are just to not talk about that one.
Right.
Thing. And all here's another thing that I think I actually, when I posted this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I'm like, here's something else to think about. Something else. Just you don't have to think about that one thing. The 50 best TV shows of the 21st century.
Ooh.
And now some of these started in the 1900s, which even now seems so ancient.
Mm-hmm.
When you say the 1900s, it feels very, very long ago.
I feel like the 90s were yesterday.
Yep.
Or at least like not as far back as they are.
Right. there. I mean, honestly, sometimes just the 24 at the end of the 20 is like, really? Spent my whole life. I knew how old I would be when we hit the year 2000. I just really never, ever looked past that date. Y2K.
It's all been downhill.
It has been, but there's been cool things. I mean, like technology has exploded, but there have been a lot of really terrible things that have happened. The end of my sentence. It's not, the end has not arrived yet. So they do say we're in a golden age of TV, and I agree. Like, TV has, I believe that the competition factor that has entered into for your eyeballs, that has entered into the world of entertainment, has upped the game. Because I'm not going to waste my time. Well, if I don't like you in one episode, I have 100 other options.
That show you just mentioned about the podcaster, as you said, I'm watching this show. I went, how many shows can you have juggling at one time? You've got a lot of shows going, don't you?
I have shows that I watch with John. I have shows that I watch myself. But he did sit down and watch some of that with me. He always does. It's like Bridgerton. He acts like he doesn't like it, but then there he is sitting there. Bridgerton, by the way, so good. But nobody wants this. That really is a just for me show.
Okay.
And does anyone agree? I've had a lot of, the reason I watched it because so many of my friends were like, yeah, you will like that. You would really like that.
I couldn't get over the first episode.
Really?
It's just too witty. It's too.
It is. There's a lot of witty repartee.
Yeah. It's a little.
It's a little too clever for its own good. I like it though. You know why I had to watch it in the end was because Dax Shepard was talking about, he's like, that she never even kissed me like that.
Someone just texted in about that, but they said, 408 says, didn't Vinny report that Kristen Bell's husband said he wishes she would kiss him like she kisses the actor on that show? That was not my report. That was Sarah's.
Well, you are the Tinseltown Tatler, so I can see where they would get that confused.
I am your news reporter, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Huh. Well, thanks for telling me.
You're welcome. Mm.
So what do you think? Now, listen, this is 50 shows. They're calling these the best shows since the turn of the century. And I believe that we are, in fact, in a golden age of television. There are some really obvious ones on here and others that I'm like, I've never even heard of that. The entire list of 50 is in one massive long scroll, starting with number 50, which, by the way, was I think it was Sex and the City. Hang on. Sex and the City, HBO, 1998 to 2004. Number 49 is a show I absolutely loved, but I do love anime. And we watched it with our kids, Avatar, The Last Airbender, which is a Nickelodeon show from 05 to 08. And we've watched the entire series together twice.
I may have to watch that.
You see if your kids like it. It's these kids, the Avatar. It's got everything I want in anime. It's great. Weird animals, you know, flying water buffaloes, superpowers. Anyway, there's a lot. There's a ton of shows on here. And I'm going to give you the top 20. So there's something called Peep Show at number 20, which never heard of it. And I believe it's a British show because I went and looked to see. 03 to 2015. If you like any of these and you want to say, yes, that was great, or no, that sucked, 800-400-3697. Something called Rectify is number 19. In the top 20, never heard of Rectify.
Me neither.
2013 to 2016. Friday Night Lights, that's a show. That is a great...
You approve.
That is a great show. I would not have occurred to me as I was making my list of my favorite shows of
High school football.
It's so much more than that. It's so good. And the first three seasons of that are absolutely great. Okay. Plus, Minka Kelly, I can't stop looking at her. I just think that she's the most beautiful.
Oh, you're a fan.
I love her. And there was a guy on there. He wound up being in the second season of True Detective. He played, I want to say maybe he was gay and he was a motorcycle cop. Do you remember that guy?
Mm-mm.
It was the Rachel McAdams season. Anyway, he was on Friday Night Lights and he was just like a bad boy. So he was so hot. So excellent. Friday Night Lights. Halt and Catch Fire, which I feel like I've heard of, but I've never watched it. Number 16 is Breaking Bad, which People love Breaking
Bad.
I've
watched a lot of it. I haven't finished it, and I've also done it in waves, I'll watch 10 episodes or a season, and then I'll fall off forever, and then I end up back at it. It's not, you know, those shows where if you stay in, somehow there's a believability to what you're looking at. You're all in, and you like the characters, and you're able to go, all right. But that show, if you fall away from it and go back, you're like, what the am I doing here?
I got to resuspend disbelief.
This guy, it's a no.
At number 15 is Atlanta.
That's great.
2016 to 2022.
Oh, you like that show?
Loved Atlanta.
Okay.
Enlightened, 2011 to 2013. Number 14 on this list. ESPN's 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is where on this?
Number 13. The 13th best show on TV of the 2000s, according to this list. Hang on, let me see who did this list.
30 for 30, you can catch a lot of them now on
Netflix. The Hollywood Reporter. Oh, yeah? So you can go back in time. So what does 30 for 30 mean?
It's a documentary. It's a documentary about, you know, different things.
Different moment. Like, I think they've done them on Jordan, on this. Maybe not in an entirety, but like the flu game.
Oh.
The famous flu game.
Yeah, they'll like focus on one thing.
Why do they call it 30 for 30? Is it 30 minutes long? But then
no,
there's
it's
some
not
other
30
thing?
Minutes long. I really don't know.
I don't know.
All right, The Americans is number 12. I have heard great things about The Americans.
I've watched some of that as well.
The Daily Show,
you know,
96
what?
To present, is number 11.
Christina's watching a new Carrie Russell show and says she loves it.
I saw her doing an interview about that show, and the show's name completely escapes me, but I just saw her on one of the late night shows.
I do know why it was 30 for 30. It was originally 31-hour films to celebrate ESPN's 30th anniversary. That's the original concept, so they just kept the name.
Oh, and then they continued. People liked it so much that they were like, we're going to keep this going. Yep.
The Diplomat.
Oh.
Is what it's called.
That's the new Carrie Russell.
She loves it.
So, yeah, The Americans was 2013 to 2018. Is The Diplomat kind of along the same lines? Sounds like
I don't know. I haven't watched it, but it says it started in 2023, and so they're on season 2.
All right, I'm going to run through the top 10 here. These are, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the top 10 best television shows in the 2000s. BoJack Horseman at number 10. Number 9, Freaks and Geeks. Number 8, Girls. Number 7, way above the original Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. Number 6, Reservation Dogs. Number 5, The Wire. Number 4.
The Wire was epic.
You've said so. In fact, I think you got me the whole set on DVD for Christmas one year. Number 4 is 30 Rock. Number 3 is Succession. Number 2 is The Sopranos, which started in 99.
Succession. Crossed over.
And number 1, the best show in this century so far, is Mad Men.
I loved it.
I like that list.
It's a decent list. And as I scrolled through the entire 50 of them, I'm reminded of so many great shows. Like Insecure is one of my favorites. I love that show. But there's just a ton of them on here. So if you're interested, I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Enjoy. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some fast facts and more after these.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. Woo 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 woo. How about $5,000? That makes today a little bit better?
Yeah.
Whatever
ails
you today.
Yeah, I'll take $5,000, please.
Yeah, be nice. Mm-hmm. Fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey. AUDACY and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download that free Odyssey app. Just get the app, log in, and listen to Alice. Oh, and check your email. Whatever email you use to log into the Odyssey, that's where they're going to notify you if you've won the $5,000. So just get the Odyssey app, log in, listen to Alice for at least 1 hour in a given day, and you'll get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn. Oh, darn it all.
Well, I pulled up the weather like, okay, here we go. No, first the tag. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice Voice Message on the Odyssey app. Send us your thoughts in your own voice. Whatever you can fit into a 60-second message, just log into the Odyssey app, select Alice at 973, click the mic, and leave your message.
Hello. I love your show.
Good chance you can make the radio.
Yeah, maybe.
Be a big shot.
You going to start listening to those, Maddie? Checking them out?
Sure.
Yeah, find us some fun things that people have to say. Whatever your thoughts might be. Yeah, you...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all over that.
No, you look like you are.
I'm all over
it. Really that. Looks like you're going to run right over there.
He remembered all about it all every day.
He put it in.
Yeah.
He did put it on the log, so, I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you sound so distrustful?
Not at all. I'm just, you know.
You sound suspicious.
I literally cannot wait to hear some voice messages from the Alice voice message on the Odyssey app.
All right. Get on that. All right.
Okay, so here we go. I don't know what's happening right now.
I don't either.
There's weirdness between the two of you. What's the tension?
Zero weirdness. I just right. saying I would like to hear those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sunny today. Strong, heavy winds overnight, which was one of the reasons PG&E had said there may have to be power shutdowns because it was so incredibly windy.
It's windy now. That flag, that humongous flag is... sticking out sideways.
It's been, and did you have it yesterday as well? Because at my house yesterday, it was already
It was breezy.
Howling.
Oh, it was not howling at my house. It was definitely noticeably windy, but it was not until this morning when I woke up that I was like, oh my God. At first, I thought there was someone on the roof.
Well, yeah, last night was insane. Just walking the dog yesterday, though,
I noticed
the wind was up and was like, and you see I don't hate it. I mean, it ruins the surf, but I don't hate it. When you're out walking and the leaves are, you know, blowing and you're...
a blustery
that's
day.
That fall feeling. It's not bad. I love it.
I like that too.
It's pretty nice. Anyway, so sunny, highs in the 60s and more wind today. If you want election results, check your newspaper's website. They've got it all there for you.
They do.
Okay, so I'm going to begin with a couple fast facts.
Fast facts? I love fast facts. You know that.
White elephant gifts.
Yes.
Got their name from an old practice by kings in Asia, where if they were upset with the subject, they'd give them a rare albino elephant, which was expensive and difficult to maintain.
Oh, like here's a problem for you. And you couldn't get rid of it because somebody important gave it to you.
The king gave it to
you. Now you've got to take care of this damn thing.
But isn't white elephant gifts the ones where you can
you're thinking of the Yankee swap.
Yeah, that's a swap.
White elephant is when you bring a gift that you think nobody will really want.
Yeah, Every single gift is crappy. But I have done white elephants where you pick your thing, you open it up, and someone can steal it from you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, is that but someone can take it.
Oh, maybe that is it.
I think they're two different things, but you can intermix them, sure.
Yeah.
Because we used to do white elephant and also, you know, the swap thing, too.
Two separate things?
We did do them together.
I know. I want to say they've been melded.
I think they have been melded.
Yeah.
It's all fuzzy to me because I really haven't always participated in a lot of
group
stuff.
You just get told what to bring.
Right.
Find something under $25. Wrap it up real pretty. Yes, dear.
Yes,
your hand
my
is up.
AI overlord has told me, yes, Yankee Swap and White Elephant are the same game, but with different names depending on the region.
Thank you.
Oh, there it is.
It's also called Dirty Santa, Pollyanna, and parts of Pennsylvania. Those are two other names for it.
Pollyanna?
I never heard of that.
Okay.
I've heard Dirty Santa before.
Archaeologists,
yes,
have found that Civil War soldiers used hair dye to make themselves look better in photos.
On their hair?
Like,
I mean, you know, what, like they would rub it on their lips? I don't understand.
I'm pretty sure on their hair.
Okay.
I think.
Just making sure.
I think that's a safe bet, yeah.
On their lips?
I don't know. Like hair dye. Like, what a weird thing. Huh. Hair dye.
Quaker Oats.
I just wouldn't have thought. Did you say Civil War? I'm like, who even knew that there was hair dye in the Civil War?
Well, that's the reason it's a fun fast fact is because who would think that they would even be concerned about it? But in fact,
hair dye.
Here I am. I'm a soldier.
I'm dirty and soldiery.
And I'm a hero.
Oh, maybe you're in your dress and you're like, I can't stand these streaks of gray.
I would think that you would be, if you're posing for a photo, we're not talking about action shots out on the field. We're talking about before you head out to...
Well, and in the, if Civil War soldiers, that would be like the earliest of photographic days.
So you're I can see where they would
before
be
before they smiled. They were like, smile in a photo?
The Matthew Brady
would do
days.
That?
That was the first war photographer.
Matthew Brady?
Yeah.
So like when in the mid-1860s, 1860s?
I mean, they had photography before that, but it became mainstream during the Civil War, especially for people to take pictures just so that their loved ones would have a picture of them before they went to war.
When did photography first happen?
Oh, boy.
It's fine. Well, we got a guy now.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, hey, let's just check it out, right? I mean, why not?
I can't think of one reason. As long as we don't talk about that one thing, I don't care what we talk about.
1826 or 1827.
Wow.
Oh.
200 years old. Yeah. Huh. Wow.
Quaker Oats.
Oh, yeah. What about them?
I like Quaker Oats. Briefly owned a video game company from 1982 to 1983 that made Atari games. They released 14 of them and nothing was a hit.
Oh.
So they shut down the division.
Was it all breakfast food kind of stuff?
I don't know. Or,
ingredients?
Sense,
like
right.
Mix these things together and see what you get? Special potion? I used to love Atari. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I played Atari, too. Yeah.
What's your favorite game?
Pitfall, probably.
Pitfall was a biggie.
But what's the one? Space Invaders. That was a great one. And there was a tank one I liked.
Yeah, it was called Tank.
Oh.
I believe.
Was it?
Yeah.
And then...
Pitfall was a little later, but I remember that being one me and Jason Sisko played at his house like...
Forever.
Nonstop.
Because you had to get through certain... You had to correctly figure out how to get from one side of the screen to the other, and sometimes you get really stuck, and there were always like alligators opening their mouths, and you had to time everything right.
The tank game was called Combat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Combat. Yeah. I remember that.
Gatorade.
Yeah.
Was created in 1965 when researchers were formulating a drink to rehydrate athletes at the University of Florida. And since the school's nickname is the Gators.
Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Huh.
The earliest version consisted of a mixture of water, sodium, sugar, potassium, phosphate, and real lemon juice.
Oh. That had a real ingredient in it?
Yummy.
Oh. I like Gatorade still to this day.
I actually feel like I've never even had a sip of Gatorade in my entire life.
Yeah, it's impossible.
What?
Is it?
Did you play any sports at all?
Yeah, she rode a horse and she did most of the work, don't you know? Tell him.
There was no Gatorade served at the horse shows.
Too fancy. only sparkly water.
Yes, that's right. I just don't ever recall ever having a Gatorade in my hand.
I'm surprised.
I mean, it's probable that at some point somebody, I was like, oh my God, I'm so thirsty. I'll drink anything. Give me whatever swill you've got. And they're like, well, I've got a Gatorade. And I drank that.
Ben, what's your go-to Gatorade?
You know.
Oh God.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of flavors.
It's not just
sure.
like orange or green?
No, the original green is fine. I like the orange okay. The fruit punch is really good. And the last Gatorade I purchased was the blue one.
Oh.
Whatever that is. You?
I stick to the old school orange. I love it.
Oh, orange. Oh, yeah, orange is good.
Yeah.
Is it orange flavored? Or is it just, that's just the color?
I don't really know.
Radiator fluid.
It's Gatorade flavored. It's orange Gatorade flavor.
New research shows that even the fittest young adults can't escape the dangers of desk jobs and couch potato life. This new screen life that we're living is killing us. They yep. say we're spending more than 60 hours per week sitting. And for young people, it's worse than ever because they're more addicted to their screens than even people like you and me.
Right.
Well, between long commutes, yep. computer-based work days, and even evenings spent streaming content and scrolling through social media, we are sitting way too much. And our boss, Kieran, here
yes.
at the Odyssey building.
Odyssey.
I can't remember the address, but we're in Studio 9, whatever it is. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's if you want to come stalk us here,
yeah.
You can't get in because honestly, I can't even get to the bathroom in this place.
Anyway, she told me that sitting is the new cancer. No.
Sitting is the new smoking.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The thing that's bad for you. I think I was telling you that Riley has made a concerted effort in his life to not use chairs and to only, he only will sit on the ground where he has to constantly change position or he stands to do all it because he's coding a game and so he needs to be
in front
of a computer. He's doing well. He seems like he's pretty happy and
he loves New York.
Sends a lot of at least one. We get a daily video from something that he's out doing.
Is he making new friends?
He is. Oh. He's joined a couple of clubs or something.
Ooh.
And then he has a few friends there and so he's meeting people through them. But yeah, he meets up with his brother and they have dinner together and stuff.
Oh.
I know. So like sometimes that's the video that gets sent.
Do you know if he's dated a New Yorker?
I do not know. I never get to hear anything about the first I ever heard of either of my boys dating was when Sean's person, Russie, came into my life.
And Russie is still around.
Doesn't live, they're doing a long distance thing, but Russie is still around. I see Russie all the time. Well, by all the time, I see him about as much as I see Sean.
Right. OpenAI's ChatGPT.
I love it. Live for it. It's open right now on Maddie's computer.
It's right here in front of me.
What would you like me to look up, Vinny? I have it open too.
Well, what they're saying here is it looks like now people who are applying for jobs use ChatGPT so much that recruiters can tell the difference between your application having been filled out by ChatGPT or by an actual person. Beware, recruiters are out actually saying, we can tell, fool. Yeah.
I really do feel like the problem with ChatGPT is it is tempting to just go, yeah, that's good enough. Let's use that. Where really you should think of it more as a helpful tool to get you started on a project. Like it's done it. Now read it and make it yours.
I read, I don't know, between my classes, 50 discussion posts a week from my college students at the Academy of Art University. And I can 100% tell if they've just grabbed it from chat or not. I mean, it's very obvious because there's nothing personal when it's all like, it's too well written for these knuckleheads.
Too well written and yet somewhat vague as well.
Yeah.
You know, I saw an ad. Forgive me if I don't properly attribute this. I think it's for Google, whatever, Gemini, whatever their thing is. But it was pretty neat because this guy has his pudding stolen from the company refrigerator.
Yes.
And he's so mad about it.
Horrible.
And he types up this letter that he's going to send out to everyone in the company about, you stole my pudding and you sons of biscuits. How dare you? And then he stops and he like sees something that reminds him to get more bees with honey, whatever that saying is, something like that. And he clicks a button. On the
browser that he's using to write it?
And it changes the entire tone.
Oh.
So it's still the same email, but it changes the tone from
I'm gonna murder
nasty
you
to nicer. And then he hit send and someone walks over and gives him his pudding back. And I went,
I do that all the time.
What?
I write what I want to say.
Where do you write this into?
Like, I'll have a student, you know, write me something really aggravating and I'll write back and then I'll put it in the chat and say, can you make this sound nicer? And there you go.
Oh, so you just take it to ChatGPT.
Yeah.
In this case, it was just a, and it might be that. I don't even know what the ad was for. Like I said, I could be.
But you're saying they clicked.
There's a button that says nicer or something like that. And it just completely changes the tone of what you were trying to say.
Yeah. That's something I could definitely benefit from. Sometimes I'll just riff off a mean reply email. And then later I'm like, what a bitch you are, Sarah. God.
I posted that I do that on LinkedIn and somebody said, oh, you need a computer to sound more human. Like, yeah, I do need a computer to sound more human.
More human than human.
Some things are spectacular no matter how often you see them.
Okay, I agree.
Someone asked the internet, what is something you've seen multiple times, but you're still in awe every single time? Wow. Here are some of the best responses.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
At number one, that's right, I'm starting at the top. Mountains, also the ocean. Mm. The ocean is something that I, as much as I love it and as often as I go to it, I never tire of it. And yet I even can take it for granted. And I've had these moments where I'm in a parking lot changing into my gear or I've just finished. And this has happened more than once where someone has pulled up and they're getting out of the car and they're seeing the ocean, like they've come from the airport or whatever vacation, and they're seeing it for the first time and you can see it in their face. They're like,
it's so large.
It's amazing. And you just kind of go, oh yeah, I do this every day and don't always
the edge of the world.
Enjoy it as much as I should. Mm. Mountains, similar. I don't drive enough to the mountains, but.
Well, I grew up where it's flat and the trees are tall. And I remember the first time, and I was in New Hampshire when I first saw a mountain because that's where I lived near. And I remember just sort of like you could see them and they got bigger. And then all of a sudden you're driving through them. Like I take it for granted now. Like I drive through mountains all the time. That's what we do around here. You drive through mountains. And I still remember just being like, oh my God, I'm surrounded. I'm in a mountain pass. And so I try to be cognizant of that. And I love that. Around here, the seasons are really shown on the mountains.
Like, absolutely.
It's so beautiful.
Like, I like when I'm heading, when I'm down south and I'm heading south over off to the left. I can't think of what those hillsides are called. They're mountains, but you know,
kind of the rolling,
they're golden brown hills, yeah. And they're just beautiful. And it's really, they haven't built on them. So right. They're still
there.
A hillside mountain. It's beautiful. I love that. Mm. Thunderstorms. These are things. What is something you've seen multiple times, still in awe of every time? Thunderstorms, fall foliage.
Yes.
Just yesterday, walking the dog with the leaves falling.
It's
really nice.
I know. And you actually mentioned that too. Like the wind grabs the leaves and they're rattling around.
That
like
sound. Yeah.
I love that so much. So great.
The night sky on a clear evening, sunrises and sunsets.
Those are the obvious one to me. Like first thing I thought of,
love
but
them.
I was also thinking like, I always say to John, whenever there's a gorgeous flower in our garden, I'm like, you got to look at it. It's only there for a sec. You know, flowers, every one of them deserves to be looked at. So I'll sit and look at it, see if there's any bugs in it. Mm. I love flowers.
He's probably looking at your butt, but either sight is nice.
He does definitely just, you know, patronize me. Okay, I'll come look.
The Aurora Borealis, or the Northern Lights, the International Space Station passing overhead, snow, even heavy snowfall. What's something that you never get tired of seeing? Snow's all, like, there's something.
The blanket of snow.
Having not grown up with snow, one of the things I love is that quiet that comes from a snowfall. There's just this weird silence to it, which is really
it's like
cool.
An insulated.
Yeah.
Blanket of sound barrier. God, that's nice.
What's something you've seen a lot, but you're still in awe of? Pregnancy and childbirth.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
Childbirth, that's a mess.
I know,
pregnancy,
but it's
though, pregnancy's
what,
fun.
What could be more like miraculous, though?
Like the whole word expecting.
You made a human inside you.
I know.
And then it just
funny?
Comes walking out.
Well, I mean, it's not walking.
I know,
first.
But you know what I mean. Then
I
it
do.
Just walks at it right out of you. Like, hey.
The whole process of that part is really cool. That it is really neat. We make each other.
Yeah. Super fun.
Yeah. But the half of the baby, man. Jesus.
Okay, well.
What did that one guy call it? The face of the devil. Mm. Yeah, he didn't like it. Remember that?
I do remember that. It's that one guy that nobody knows, though. Yeah. You're talking about.
It sticks in my head, though. It's like every time I'm just like, God, that is terrible.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The button to make you sound nicer or more hip or smarter, etc., is on the new iPhone. Crazy. Oh, M and SF on Odyssey.
In what program? Like, where am I writing this stuff that I have a button I can hit?
You know what? I don't know what.
Is it on my email?
If I see the ad again, I will certainly mark it down and memorize it so that I can bring it back to you. But it was a neat ad because it's certainly, I'm not using that as much as you guys are.
It's called Apple Intelligence.
Oh, okay.
You hit an email, tap reply button, and then tap reply. And in the keyboard, a tab should suggest an Apple AI reply.
Hmm.
Update your iPhones if you haven't.
Mm. I know. I like to not do that.
I like to not to.
I like to not to.
The first time I saw the Grand Teton, I lost my breath. Shannon and Hayward on Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Odyssey. Where are the Grand Tetons? Which I think actually does mean big boobs.
What?
The Grand Tetons.
Means big
like
boobs.
Breast style mountains.
Oh.
I don't know. That's what my aunt used to tell me all the time. She had some Grand Tetons. Hey, Aunt Penny.
Oh, Penny's still with us?
Oh, yeah.
So why do you say she had?
Well, I mean, I haven't really checked her out recently, but I don't know. She's like in her 80s, so do you think she still has them? I don't know.
Well,
they're down to the ground. But
they don't fall off, though. I mean,
they do fall down.
Yeah. By the way, the original name was called Les Trois Tetons, which is the three breasts.
Oh, three breasts. Three breasts.
Well, that was the first name of it, but now it's just the Grand Teton Mountain.
Les Trois.
You're right.
Well, Aunt Penny was right anyway.
Okay, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I don't know. No more electric.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.